John, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Really good. How are you guys?
We're great. I'm curious, is your middle name like Barry Manilow? What's with the JBML on Twitter?
I've got two middle names, Burke and Michael. One is a baptism name, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep. Well, we thought Barry Majot thought Barry Manilow would have been way better.
No, I wish.
What do you think? Now, this is new for all of you guys, this playoff format. What's your thought of it as a player?
Honestly, I had a lot of conversations with people about it, and I think the consensus from where I am is kind of, you're going to love it unless you lose, and then you're going to hate it, right? I think it's tough, first of all, starting on the road. I think that part's kind of strange, and I think the 10-minute game is kind of bizarre, but like I said, if you get through it and you win your two games out of three, then I think it's fine.
What's the approach you take to these two games? Do you try to play them as one and one, or do you think combined, or what are you guys doing for this?
Yeah, I think you have to take it game by game, and even more than that, just quarter by quarter, focus on process as opposed to the outcome. I don't think you can worry too much about the next game or what's going to happen if there's a 10-minute game or that sort of thing. And I think we've been pretty good with that. Even in the last couple of years, we've been really good at playing on the road. So I don't think much is going to change for us.
You guys have been very successful in Calgary this year, winning 15-8 and 15-7. The last game of the season, you lost in overtime, John. They really changed up. They went with 10 defensive guys, 6 forwards, and were really jumping in transition out of the floor. Are you expecting them to play that way again on Saturday?
Yeah, I think that'll be their game plan, and I think we're kind of prepared for that. I think no matter what you tell yourselves, and no matter what the pregame talk is, I think when there's a game where it doesn't mean a whole lot, it's tough to get up for. And I think for parts of that game, what I saw was just we didn't quite have the energy that we need to in order to play at the pace that we like to play at. So I think given that it's a playoff game and given that there'll be a big crowd there, I think we'll be able to bring more energy to our game plan and kind of respond to it better than we did in that one.
Do you notice, because in the playoffs, they go back to the third official, and I know one of the big responsibilities of that official is to ensure that guys aren't cheating out of the gates for the changes. They've done that the last few years in the playoffs. Do they really clamp down? Do you notice that do you guys have to alter maybe your changes a little bit come playoff time?
Yeah, we watched that game against Colorado against Calgary last week, and it didn't seem to have a huge impact on what was going on. So I don't think there's going to be too many changes from where we're sitting. We don't usually cheat very much off the benches in terms of letting guys go early. So like I said, it's not a real impact for us. It is kind of strange that they have the third referee in halfway or right at the playoffs when they haven't really practiced with it all season. But I guess that's the way it goes.
Who are the couple of guys on Calgary that you'll have some special, time to watch?
Well, I think the first one, the most obvious one after that last game we had against him is Curtis Dixon. Part of our game plan was kind of, to see, especially on the their power play, seeing if he could be a shooter. And obviously, he had 7 goals last game, so we found out he kind of, he can definitely shoot the ball. So. There's going to be some adjustments there. And then their whole team, they've got just a loaded offense with him and Dobie and Evans and some of these guys and Chatler. Part of what we're going to have to do is just stick to our defensive plan and not worry so much about individuals, just because they have so many guys. You go to focus on one guy or throw a double team at one guy, and there's 4 other guys on the floor that can score. So that's kind of our approach.
Rush defender John Lynch joins us game one of the West Final tomorrow night in Calgary. John, the whole team flew into Calgary for the semifinal game last weekend, an opportunity to practice together. Were you guys able to go maybe a little bit harder in that practice because you knew you didn't have a game the next day?
Yeah, we did. It was up tempo the whole time. We kind of did some, 4-on-4 stuff, some up and down the floor, lots of sprinting. It almost felt like training camp again. It was a little bit of a bag run, but it was good for us to get down there and sweat it out and to see the boys. And it makes it easier for this weekend. No matter what your preparation is during the week by yourself, when you have that bye week, and we've had a couple of them this year, your stick isn't going to be as sharp. And your mental, the mental side of it, kind of thinking through the game, isn't going to be as sharp. So I think it was good that we got together and kind of took care of that.
Now, John, I believe you were in university this year?
Yes, sir.
So I believe it's done now. So what are you doing with all your free time?
Well, believe it or not, I'm in my last two classes of spring class. So I just started that this week, and one of my classes is yoga.
Seriously?
Sign me up.
That's a university course, yoga.
Oh yeah, yoga for stress management specifically. Yeah.
Oh. So
I took my strategic place somewhere near the back of the class, and went from there.
Is it hot yoga or no?
Not hot yoga. No, I would die. I'm a sweater.
Oh yeah, I hear you. Now, what's the other class?
The other one I'm in is a political science class.
Oh, legit.
Yeah. Yes. No, yeah. So, that one I might actually have to study for a little bit, yeah.
So the yoga class, is it literally you just go to yoga and then you try to meditate, or what happens?
Yeah, there's a 10-minute period where they turn off the lights and you lay there and you become one with your whatever it is, you know. There's that. And there's also the half of it is in the classroom, so we do... we take notes and kind of learn about yoga.
Do they test to see if you become more flexible throughout the year? Like, is there some sort of yoga, to ensure that you're actually doing the poses properly?
I was going to say, God, I hope not. I'm not very flexible. But no, there's not a test like that. I think you have to learn all the Middle Eastern names for the yoga poses. And I think that's kind of the where most of the testing comes from.
Okay. Like, I know namaste. That's what you say at the end of the class.
Yeah. I'm about on the same page as you.
Struds is a yogi. So if you want any, I'm sure Struds is just waiting here to show us terminology expert.
I'm not here to brag, but I'll let it fly. But listen, is there like a meet and greet in that class? I assume there's a few ladies in that class.
Yeah, there's a couple. There's only, I think, four of us guys, so the odds are pretty good, yeah. I actually have a close friend of mine who's a yoga instructor here in Edmonton, and she invited me to come out to one of her classes.
Okay.
And it was kind of I'd only done yoga once before, and this was a fairly advanced class, and it did not go well at all. Like, it was disgraceful, man. There was a guy beside me that I swear had no rib cage. He was putting his head behind his ankles behind his ears, and yeah, it was tough.
John Lintz, a defender for the Rush, joins. And now, a lot of pro athletes are doing more yoga. That they say that it helps for lengthening the muscles and flexibility. And Strud's near the end of his career vowed that the only reason he had a career high in points that year with the Oilers is because he played yoga. So considering you've gone goalless in 2 years, Johnny, maybe yoga is something you got to do to loosen up the shoulders.
It can't hurt, right?
Well, the biggest problem I found, I got uncomfortable. Everyone was staring at me in the class.
Yeah, that's the other reason for standing at the back of the class, right? I don't have to worry about that stuff so much.
Trust me, the only person staring at Strudwick was the mirror.
John, are you the only guy who hasn't scored a goal this year?
I think, me and Boldy. So I'm in competition with the goalie right now.
Oh. Yeah, Kyle Rubish really took you to task the final game. He scored two goals. And
and Toller.
Yeah, Jared Toll played his first game of the year and scored.
my dad goes, you're not supposed to come off the bench and look angry after your team scores, right?
Well, I noticed when Jared Toll scored, did Kyle Rubish not say something to you on the bench?
Yeah, he was chirping me. Don't worry. He was letting me know. He was Lindsay, and I wouldn't even look at him. I just kind of wandered onto the floor. I was just so mad.
That's what you got to try to block your buddy's shots, or not pass it to him.
No, that's the thing. I had a 2-on-1 with Toller, and I fed him for some stupid reason. I don't know what.
Well, you know what's funny? I was calling that game, and I said, man, John Lynch is really taking this serious. He refuses to shoot now. He's like, this is a badge of honor. I am going to show everybody I will not score.
Yeah, I know. Oh, we'll see. We'll see how the bounces go Saturday. Maybe I'll mix it up during the playoffs.
Well, hey, you know what? It doesn't matter how many you score. It's when you score them. So
that's right.
If your first goal is a playoff goal, that counts for like three regular season goals.
That's what I'm aiming for. I'm going to turn into the Daniel Briere of lacrosse.
Well, you take a few more yoga classes, and I'm sure you'll be lighting it up, John. So
that's right.
We appreciate your time. Best of luck in Calgary.
Thanks a lot, guys. Talk soon.